This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. There seems to be dwindling prospects for ceasefire talks in Cairo between Israel and Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Hamas wants an end to the war in exchange for the freeing of hostages, and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu flatly ruled that out on Sunday. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Israel has been warning for months it plans to send troops into Rafah, the southern city bordering Egypt, where more than a million displaced Gaza residents have taken refuge. Israel believes thousands of Hamas fighters are holed up in the city, along with potentially dozens of hostages. The United Nations on Friday warned such an operation would potentially put thousands more lives at risk. The Israeli military on Sunday released video of Defense Minister Yoav Gallant meeting commanders in Gaza. Gallant said there were signs Hamas did not intend to reach an agreement. He said, quote, "This means strong military action in Rafah will begin in the very near future and in the rest of the Strip."
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. The armed wing of Palestinian Islamist group Hamas claimed responsibility on Sunday for an attack on the Kerem Shalom crossing into Gaza that Israel said killed three of its soldiers. Israel's military said 10 projectiles were launched from Rafah in southern Gaza towards the area of the crossing, which it said was now closed to aid trucks going into the coastal enclave. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Sunday vowed to defend Israel during Israel's Holocaust Remembrance Day in Jerusalem.
80 years ago, in the Holocaust, the Jewish people were totally defenseless against those who sought our destruction. No nation came to our aid. Today, we again confront enemies bent on our destruction.